Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios begins right now. How the heck are you? We have got a huge program lined up. We're going to have a lot of fun today on the broadcast. I hope you're ready to buckle in, because it's going to be a good one. They are just, you know, we talk a lot about, or I talk a lot about anyway, you know, this research triage thing and how hard it is to keep up anymore with the content coming at us. It's never been more than it is now. And you heard Gottlieb and I talk about it just a few weeks ago about how the news coming at us was just brutal, and it's come flying at us faster than we can keep up with it. And that's true. It gets worse every single week. And this has been no shortage this week, no shortage of attacks coming at us from the left, from the progressives. Even with Beto out and that constant barrage of, you know, hate America, Second Amendment, anti-Second Amendment garbage coming from that lunatic kook that's got to pee all the time. He's gone. You know, Swalwell, he bit the dust the same way. And I want you to keep that in mind when you hear me talk about Bloomberg in just a little bit, because Bloomberg is big news right now, right? It seems to be the talk of the town is the fact that Bloomberg might be entering the presidential race. Good. We're going to discuss that. Joe Biden, I'm going to go to Joe Biden with you in just a minute. Big news from Biden? Not really. But I'm going to frame this in such a way that we have to hold ourselves accountable. And you'll know what I'm talking about in just a minute, in just a moment. AWR Hawkins is going to be here for the first time on the program later on in the show. The armed Lutheran, Lloyd Bailey, is going to be here. We're going to talk about faith, firearms, and freedom with Lloyd. And boy, do I owe him. I'll explain that down the road, too, later in the broadcast today. We're going to give Alan Gottlieb the day off today. Alan's been very busy, been traveling. He has a lot to tell us. We're going to bring him to the program next week, but we're going to give Alan the day off. Now, you never know. Alan can, you know, Alan, you tell him he's taking a, he might get a wild hair and call. You never know. If he does, we're going to bring him on. But that'll be up to him. So far, we've told him, go ahead, take some time off. Be with your family. Spend some time with your family. I want to take this opportunity right now to welcome. This is interesting. When you're in the radio business, when you're a syndicated broadcast, I get a report, an end of month report, an EOM from the network about the 5th, 6th, 7th, anywhere from the 1st to the 10th. I get the end of month report for the radio programs, gives me my affiliate list, gives me activity, new affiliates and so forth, any cancellations or deletions. You know, I'm proud to tell you that this radio show has never lost an affiliate because of something stupid that I said, or a complaint from a listener. Only if a station were to go dark or go bankrupt or be sold. Well, I got a notification this week, and I love looking at the notifications when they come to see our growth. And I looked down, and I saw four or five deletions, and two of them were Denver and St. Louis. Two of them were stations that had gone out of business, and in small, I don't even remember where they were. We'll have those replaced. But St. Louis and Denver are big markets, and I looked down, and both of those radio stations had been sold. So I put an ouch out to the affiliate folks, and I said, hey, guys, help us out here. Get back in those markets. Not 15 minutes later, I received word that KXEN has stepped up to the plate and is airing Armed American Radio, 1010 AM, St. Louis. Welcome to the broadcast. Great to have you here. Just great to have KXEN. Welcome to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. We're filling your prescription for freedom in the great city of St. Louis. Wonderful to be here with you. Glad you're tuned in. And I've got some really fun stuff to tell you in the next segment. Huge, huge news about the daytime show, the Daily Show. Big news. Now, if you are an Armed American Radio Premium member and you've been to the site, you've already heard this because you get this stuff before anybody else does. So I'll take this opportunity now to tell you that the Armed American Radio website is now up. You remember last week when we put it up, it went live last week when about 2 hours before we aired together. But it's a work in progress. Did it go up a little bit sooner than it should have? Probably, but I wanted to get it out in time for the Monster broadcast last week. We've been working on it this week. Many of you have complained, I can't get the podcast after it goes up of the program. I need it on my iTunes. That's all been fixed. All of that's been fixed. Bear with me. We know what's happening there. So it's a work in progress. It's changing, redirecting feeds. We've got that taken care of. So now you're getting the show and you're all caught up. And that's all a great thing. The premium content is now open if you want to join. It's right there for you on the page. You can join AAR. All of the information is there for you. You can join monthly on a monthly basis, and you get stuff as what you're going to hear today before anybody else. You're going to hear phone conversations between me and some of the movers and shakers and some of the participants and regular contributors on this radio broadcast. I'm going to be inviting many of you into some of those calls. Some of you are going to be the subject of the call where you and I talk one-on-one directly in a conversation, and I hear your concerns, your thoughts, your ideas. I want to know from you, and I want everybody else out there to hear you as an Armed American Radio family member and listener. All of that is in the premium content side. Go unlock it, armedamericanradio.com. Make sure to put your email down there, and I've got the newsletter getting ready to pop and come out. You're going to be hearing from all of our great sponsors, all of the partners at Armed American Radio, and there's going to be exclusive offers just for you guys. So it's going to be an awful lot of fun. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Check out the premium content page. Biden, let me start. Do I want to start with Joe Biden? I'm going to start with Joe Biden, even though the big news is Bloomberg. I've got to hold some people accountable because some people need to be held accountable. You know, every single week, and I'm talking about our side here, I talk about headline surfing. I've been talking about it for years. I hate misleading headlines. I can't stand them. They're fake. And, you know, when I go through some of the headlines and some of the research that I do, how many times have we sat and laughed together just about the headline alone, what we can glean from it and take from it without even going into the written word about what somebody's saying bad about us? We can pick so much up from just the headline being so misleading. Sometimes you can't even make it through the first page. Joe Biden says we can't own a magazine with 100 clips in it is a headline that's up on top of the gunfeed.com. DEFCON News is where the piece came from. And I go to the click on the link. Joe Biden says we can't own a magazine with 100 clips in it. I want you to take a listen to what Joe Biden said.
I don't have insurance. What happens to the family? What am I going to do? Or about sending our kids off to school. Think about this. Talk about the soul of the nation. Active fire drills, live fire drills in school, sending these little kids off. How many of you did that this September? What's wrong with us? We don't have the courage to take on the NRA. I've taken them on twice and beaten them twice, and I'll do it again. The Second Amendment, but nobody says you can have around a magazine with 100 clips in it, 100 bullets in it. We protect geese more than we protect.
All right, first of all, Joe Biden's full of crap. He's never won anything from the National Rifle Association. He's talking about the fail. They talk about the phony assault weapons ban, but let me go to the meat of this. Joe, but the headline at DEFCON News and at the top of the gun feed right now says Joe Biden says we can't own a magazine with 100 clips in it. He did say that. But he corrected himself. He corrected himself to say, you know, he said, we can't own a magazine with 100 clips in it. I mean, 100 bullets in it. He was talking. He twisted up his words, which Joe Biden does all the time. If Joe Biden had said, we can't own a magazine with 100 clips in it, and then moved on to something else and then talked about something with 100 clips as if that was specifically what he was referring to because he's ballistically challenged, which he is nonetheless, then that headline would make sense. But I'm calling that out because we have to be better than that. We can't play the same game they played. Joe Biden tripped over his words. Joe Biden trips over his words all the time. But to headline a piece that makes it sound like that, we don't need that to attack Joe Biden and call him what we need to call him and call him out. He does that on his own by his policies, by saying in that very clip, I support the Second Amendment, but Joe Biden doesn't support the Second Amendment, never has. Joe Biden's moved so far left on guns, he'd take your guns if he could. We know these things because of his policy, but we don't need headlines like that that mislead. That's what they do. That's not what we should do. We don't need to be fake about this stuff because we're righteous. We have the facts on our side. We know what Joe Biden's positions are on guns. He's made it very clear. So we don't need a tricky headline there that says Joe Biden says we can't own a magazine with 100 clips in it. That's not what Joe Biden said. I'm being fair to Joe Biden because I have to. I attack the media every single day, and it's fair for me to do this. And I asked the people, I don't know who wrote the headline, I don't care. The article's great. When we come back, I want to talk about it. Because it's superb. It's one of the best I've seen. Which is exactly why we don't need a misleading headline like that, okay? We've got to be better. Our side can do better. We don't need to do that. We don't need to be fake. That's fake news. And others on the other side can call us out for that. We don't need to give them any ammunition. Fake news is fake news is fake news. It doesn't care. It doesn't matter which side it comes from. We don't need to do that. Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. We'll be back right after these messages. Don't go away. Don't do it. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Oh. Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Crossbreed Holster Studios with me, round two here, segment two of this hour. I'm going to get back to Biden in just a minute. That's an important conversation to have, and have it we will. I'm not shying away from that in any way, shape, or form, and I stand firm on what I said about that headline. We'll go back to that in just a minute because the column itself is fantastic and a lot of great information about Biden and what we already know, which proves me right about why we don't need misleading headlines. But before I go back to that, if you listen to the daytime program at any time, whether it's podcast or you catch it on a radio station in your area or you listen to it on a radio station delayed broadcast, it doesn't matter. You know the great intro over there at the gunbroker.com studios on The Daily Show, right? If you're a premium subscriber to Armed American Radio, which is now unlocked, you can go in there and join. You got what I'm about to show you or play for you, I should say, about what you're going to begin hearing on Monday. You got that yesterday morning at about 8:16 a.m. when I unleashed it on the premium side. I have huge news for you. This continues to grow. Most of you know the story. Let me just give you some quick background. Armed American Radio changed ownership. I own it, and we're going to take it to the next level, and we're in the process of doing that, hence the new website. You're hearing a lot of new partners here that are working with us going forward, and God bless every one of them. And the big news coming up on Monday, if you listen to the daytime show, this is what you're going to hear on the intro. Pay careful attention to it from the gunbroker.com studios. Take a listen to this.
Defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the gunbroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host.
You already know who I am. Did you catch that? Did you hear that? Our newest partner, Car Arms, has stepped up to support Armed American Radio in ways that is going to be so fun for you, for me, for us as a family at Armed American Radio. Wait till you see some of the things we do there. Now, you're going to hear a large presence from Carr on this show as well. But all of this came together very quickly on Friday after weeks of discussion. You know, I met with Carr at NASGW, National Association of Sporting Goods Wholesalers Show in Orlando just a few weeks back. And this conversation ramped up to the point that we got where we are today. And on Friday, late Friday, everything came together. And I want to thank Peter Reif Productions, the great voice expert, talent, Peter Reif, that he is, that does the intros to this show and many, many, many others across the country. But, you know, when the universe works, it works in strange ways, doesn't it? It works in great ways. And it's always been like that with Armed American Radio. But Peter was able to put that intro together for us, I mean, within minutes of being asked. You have no idea how busy he is for him to be able to do that quick. And for us to be able to start that on Monday with Carr, the partnership is going to be huge. You're going to be hearing Carr Arms on this show. Now, it's not just Carr. We're going to be talking, you know, this is Thompson, Auto Ordnance, Magnum Research, the Carr Group. Now, let me tell you, I'm a huge fan of those products. If you know this, the history of the show for years, Carr worked with us over the years in a lot of different ways. And I'm sitting here looking at a Thompson. I've got a beautiful Thompson. It's a family gem right out of the box. This thing is bona fide, real deal. I love it. It's not the full auto SBR version, unfortunately, even though I am able to own the SBR here in the state of Georgia. I don't have one. I may have to change that in the future, but I have a Thompson TM1. It is absolutely beautiful. I love the cars that I have, and I'm thrilled to be working with them. What are we going to do? You're going to hear remote broadcasts. The Rod of Irons next year is going to be huge. Alan Gottlieb is playing a pivotal role over there. So Pincus is good. We're just going to be tying everything together for you as we go down the road, through this road, fighting for our freedoms. And I can't thank Carr Arms enough, Jody, and the whole group of you. You guys are awesome. And I'm looking forward to bringing you all. Justin Amoon is who I'm talking about. What a thrill. Thank you. So I hope you like that intro. That was pretty cool, huh? I got a big kick out of that. Let me go back to Biden quickly. And I'm serious about this. I got a little bit triggered, right, on this. This headline bothered me a little bit. Joe Biden says we can't own a magazine with 100 clips in it. And I played you the Biden clip. I'm not going to play it again. Biden is prone to gaffes. He's been doing it his entire political career. He's clearly, as he's advancing in age, this is becoming more prevalent. Okay, I'm not a doctor. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't care. It doesn't matter. But Joe Biden tripped over his tongue. I played you the clip. He corrected himself. And I think for us to put a headline up like that is misleading because we don't need to do that. We have the facts on our side. We know what Joe Biden's positions are. Joe Biden would take your firearms in a heartbeat. He's moved so far left on firearms that it's not even funny. When you hear Joe Biden say, I believe in the Second Amendment, but nobody says you can have a... There's no but in the Second Amendment. So let me go to the actual piece itself because it's fantastic. Biden says we protect geese than more than we protect. No joke. You can only have three shotgun shells when you go shoot for geese. But guess what? We protect geese better than we do our kids. So according to this, so Biden is cool with hunting children as long as hunters are limited to three shotgun shells. That may be the weirdest thing he's ever said. And this guy's a nut. And the author's expertise quoting in Biden's native tongue comes in handy here. What he's trying to say is that the Second Amendment right to gun ownership is related to hunting and subject to government regulation. Again, he's dead wrong, as the Second Amendment makes no mention of hunting, nor does it provide for government regulation. Again, shall not be infringed is very clear. And putting all this together, it's Biden's opinion that the Second Amendment is limited hunting privilege extended by the government. And I love the wit and wisdom here. He should probably know that it is a right since it's in the Bill of Rights and not on the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service website. But this is Joe Biden we're talking about. Then he goes on to talk about the soul of a nation, active fire drills, live fire drills in school, sending the little kids off. How many of you did that this September? What's wrong with us? Biden asks. And then the author in this, again, there's wit and wisdom here. There's nothing wrong with us, but Joe Biden's brain is oatmeal. These are random words spewing out of the mouth of a man in advanced stages of dementia is what the writer says. He wants us to know how many of the old people listening to him speak participated in a fire drill last month. My guess would be none, but it's odd that he want to know. And the reason that this is, again, this goes back to the headline. Biden was talking about what? Active shooter drills is what he was talking about. And he made a mistake. Now, I'm not sitting here defending Joe Biden. What I'm saying is, we don't need to pick Joe Biden apart in ways that are unnecessary. We've got all the necessary ways we need to do it. And I don't think a headline like that does us any favors. It's the same thing they do. Okay? Great piece. Love it. DefConNews.com. I would suggest you go over and read it. It's outstanding. No question about it. I don't know much about DefCon News, but I will tell you this. The headline is misleading. I'm a little disappointed in the gun feed for putting that headline up like that, too. I don't know if they were looking at the head. They read the story, just saw the headline. But we don't need to do that. Not when we have all of the ammunition that we have. It's not necessary. When we come back from this break, I'm going to switch gears. I'm going to go over to Bloomberg. This is the talk of the town today. Is Michael Bloomberg entering the presidential race? And what does that mean? Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what that means. And a lot of people, you know, the media now have forgotten Beto. They've forgotten everybody else. All their, you know, everybody who was their golden child yesterday, now it's Bloomberg. I mean, the fake media is just, they're working overtime right now to try to find a way to impeach President Trump, to still want to overturn the election. Now Michael Bloomberg's the answer to everything. When we come back, I'll explain it. Don't go away. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios. With me for the continuation of the Monster Cast. This segment of Armed American Radio is being proudly sponsored by GetSupply.com. The perfect shave is closer than you think. Believe me, I know. Say hello to the last razor you'll ever buy. I did. I'll explain that in just a second. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Studios from these Crossbreed Holster Studios. KXEN AM 1010, welcome to the show in St. Louis. Great to be filling your prescription for freedom with you. Hey, GetSupply.com, I want to tell you about some sponsors real quick. GetSupply.com, I don't know if you saw them, but last week they were on Shark Tank. It was fantastic. Supply company who does the razors that support the Second Amendment. Every time we shave, I love mine. I have the black one and the silver one. So, you know, an Armed American Radio sponsor up on Shark Tank that got a big deal over there to the tune of several hundred thousand dollars. So go check it out. You can see it. Go watch. Just Google Supply Shark Tank and watch the video. And they support the right to bear arms. GetSupply.com. GetSupply.com. Let's go now. Let's shift gears. I want to pivot to Michael Bloomberg for a few minutes and probably take the rest of the two segments. I do want to let you know before I move into Bloomberg, I did speak with Alan Gottlieb just a moment ago during the break. I spoke with him via cell phone just moments ago. He did call and wanted to know if he should call in. I gave him the day off. So I just want to let you know that we will have Alan back next week. Okay. He works tirelessly. And I wanted him to take a break on Sunday. It's not necessary for him to be here today. We're going to be bringing him into the premium content side too. Hopefully this week, maybe next, but stay tuned. If you want to find out, check out armedamericanradio.com. Let's go to Bloomberg for just a minute. This is the big news, the media fawning all over Mike Bloomberg now. And I want you to listen to, I played this on the daytime show, but I want you to listen to what Bloomberg says, and then we're going to talk about it in great detail because you need to understand what's being cloaked here and what Michael Bloomberg is saying. Now, forget the fact that you have what's her face on the firing line. I don't even know. Don't even care. What is her name? It doesn't make any difference. But he was on firing line. I guess it was right around September 27th. And we've talked about this before. But he mentions that he's not going to run as a Democrat. It's a bunch of hooey. I've never played this part of the intro to his discussion on guns, but let's take a listen.
Campaign, we know that you'll help on independent expenditures with respect to guns in 2020.
One of my issues, in fact, the 24 people that we supported, 21 of one, I looked at their positions on guns and the environment. You're never going to agree with every position anybody has. So if you have this litmus test, you have to check all the boxes. Not going to do that. Those were my two important issues. That's the basis on which we picked the 24 people to support. And I certainly expect them to do what they said. And they'll probably come around looking for money. And it's a business where you got.
Let me stop that for just a second. He's being asked about the pledge now. And we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars. That's just every town for gun safety. That whole lying box of crayons over there. They're just a bunch of liars. The fact of the matter is he's pledged over $100 million. And they're talking about now Virginia, because Bloomberg threw tons of money in Virginia. They're claiming that a mandate was won in the state of Virginia because Virginia flipped Democrat. And they're going to use that now going into the general election, the presidential election in 2020. Virginia is going to be their rallying cry. In fact, they are already threatening people today that if you don't come around on guns now, look what happened to Virginia. We're going to out you. I'll talk about that piece in just a little bit. But Bloomberg is being asked now about expecting what? Payback. You just heard him say it. We certainly expect them to do what they said. He's buying politicians right smack in front of your face, and he's flat out admitting it on PBS, on firing line. He's flat out just admitted it. I'm going to support you if you like these things and tell me these things. And he gives this phony, you know, it's not a litmus. It is a litmus test. Because if you don't support Michael Bloomberg's gun control, you're not getting a penny. And he says, I suppose they'll come around asking for money like he's the big King Tut. And he is to these people. They grovel to him. And here's what he says. I'm going to give you this money, but I expect you to do what you're telling me you're going to do, which is why I'm giving you this money. Play some King Arthur music in the background. I don't have any to play, or I would. Michael Bloomberg, you just heard him say to a national audience, I expect payback. Let's continue listening to Bloomberg.
Money every 2 years, and we'll see what happens.
I want to get your reaction, though, to Beto O'Rourke in the last Democratic Democratic debate.
Yeah.
Said essentially what gun owners across America fear is that you bet I'm going to come for your automatic weapons.
And in Odessa, I met the mother of a 15-year-old.
Now, let's stop there for just a second. I'm going to come for your automatic weapons. Now, I want you to pay careful attention to the host. When you hear Bloomberg say, most people who own guns own lots of guns. Now, I'm going to have to give you the visual. The camera's trained on her, and she's shaking her head no with this gaunt look on her face, shaking her head. Yeah, no, they have more. They have more. She's talking about you. She's not talking about the criminal in the criminal den. She's talking about you, law-abiding citizens who own guns that harm nobody, just guns that they don't like you having. I'm going to tell you about the criminal den test that we have now going here. I kind of coined that phrase on the daytime show. We'll get there in just a second. But hear that. Coming after your automatic weapons. These people don't have a clue what they're talking about. And Bloomberg now remember, this was September 27th, has been given this huge platform. You just heard him say that he expects payback for the money he spent. And that's exactly what's getting ready to happen in Virginia. More about that in a minute. Let's go back to Beto running his mouth.
And in Odessa, I met the mother of a 15-year-old girl who was shot by an AR-15. Mm-hmm. And that mother watched her bleed to death over the course of an hour because so many other people were shot by that AR-15 in Odessa and Midland. There weren't enough ambulances to get to them in time. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
That's why I won't be the candidate of the Democratic Party, because it's so impractical. I don't know how you'd even do it. It would be such a rallying cry for people that say they're overstepping their bounds.
Now, we're going to pause that for just a second, because Michael Bloomberg now is, in fact, apparently testing the waters about becoming a Democratic Party candidate. So what changed his mind? Was it Beto leaving because Michael Bloomberg felt that he couldn't beat Beto O'Rourke? I doubt that. Beto couldn't get more than 2% in the polls. So what is it that Bloomberg was afraid of and now wants to run as a Democrat? A couple reasons here. Number one, Bloomberg's not a stupid man. Bloomberg understands that there's no way he's going to win an election as a third-party candidate. He also knows that any third party that enters is going to siphon votes from the Democrats and guarantees a Trump victory. What Bloomberg doesn't know is that, and again, I have to question this, because Bloomberg is not a stupid man. So I may be wrong. I might be misspeaking here when I say he doesn't know this. I think he does know this. I think maybe the better way to phrase it is he doesn't think you know, because Bloomberg thinks you're stupid. Bloomberg, this is a guy who feels he can dictate everything to you. I think Bloomberg doesn't understand what you do, in fact, know, and that is that we are on to him. And that when he tries to, when he talks about what we're going to continue to play here, about confiscation being the wrong way to approach things, that we all know that he is, in fact, for gun confiscation, because we know, in fact, that he's financing it. Yeah, just like Beto O'Rourke finally gave us what we know the Democrats have wanted for all these years, and that's confiscation, we get the same thing from Bloomberg. We know that Bloomberg is financing this effort behind the scenes. And I don't know, maybe I'm giving Mike Bloomberg too much credit. Maybe he is stupid. Maybe he thinks we don't know that. Maybe he thinks we don't know that he, in fact, is financing this thing. And he can get away with lying to us simply because he's Mike Bloomberg. You know, these guys live in their shells. They live in their bubbles. This is a guy who apparently doesn't understand that you have figured out that we don't need to take advice from him about gun safety measures and gun control, telling us what we need and don't need when he is surrounded by those very things. Complicated issue with Michael Bloomberg. He's a very complex individual. You know, he's run New York City as a Democrat, a Republican, as an independent. We'll talk more about it when we come back. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 855-454-7012.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time, carried in places not found on any roadmap. The CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Monster Podcast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I forgot to mention the new rejoins, didn't you? The sport fishing guys, the Desperado Sport Fishing crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia. How about Sebastian Gorka? Yeah, and Mike Gallagher giving us those two super cool rejoins. I would have loved to use a different phrase there, but I can't. Sebastian Gorka talking. And I love the Desperado Sport Fishing crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia. They love Armed American Radio, and we love them right back. I love getting the support from them. And they said, hey, man, we want some really cool rejoiners. Can you hook us up? And look what we got, right? Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka. I love that guy. Isn't he wonderful? We're all family. And I forgot to mention that. I thought that was great. I'm generally not paying attention to the breaks, and I know that those were just inserted. So I apologize for not mentioning that beforehand. That's a lot of fun. It's just part of the fun stuff that you're going to get on the audio at Armed American Radio as we continue to push forward. All right. I'm going to keep going here. No, I was being asked, you sound like you're drinking Defender coffee right now. I'm not drinking Defender coffee right now at this time of the evening on Armed American Radio. I'd be up all night. Although I could have. It's been a very, very, very long week. I want to keep going. You can, though, defendercoffee.com. I want to keep going with Michael Bloomberg here in this final segment. The guy, I phrased it wrong. Bloomberg's not stupid. You don't start from scratch and become one of the wealthiest men in the world, multi-billionaire, having people groveling at your feet, wanting your money by being stupid. But he's missed his idea of Americans. I believe that Bloomberg misses this point. He doesn't think at this stage of the game that you can't be bought. He believes you can be bought. All right, so keep that in mind as you're listening to the rest of this obnoxious man talk about what he thinks about our right to bear arms.
to do
so you're
is
saying
make
that a, is not the way to win this issue.
That
in
is not the way to end this issue. First thing, AK-47s are should not be in the hands of individuals. They are guns built not to hunting. They're guns built to kill the maximum number of people as quickly as you can. And we
all right now, Bloomberg needs to know that the Second Amendment isn't about hunting, which is what we were talking about. See the connection there with Biden in the first couple segments when Biden was talking about it's not about hunting. Bloomberg thinks the Second Amendment is about hunting. So does that make Bloomberg stupid? Bloomberg doesn't think the Second Amendment's about hunting. Bloomberg knows that he has a Second Amendment right to protect himself because he is surrounded by security. His security is there while he's filming this. Bloomberg thinks the Second Amendment is about you hunting. It's about his personal protection. Let's keep going.
Have them. So you can go after the gun manufacturers and get them to stop it. But how you would go and get those back. And if you look in the newspapers, there's a massacre every single day. It's just spread across the country and you have one-off things in the newspaper and people don't think about it. But his idea is so impractical. And I think
and the fear is it mobilizes the opposition. In
oh,
a
there's
way
no
that
question about it. When Barack Obama was president, the gun dealer, the gun manufacturers worked 24/7. OK.
Yeah.
And then the other fact that's interesting is while Obama was president, the percentage of households that have guns went from 35 to 25. So you say, my God, if the
Bloomberg's numbers are so wrong, I'm going to stop right there so we can kind of break out a little bit of analysis here, because some of the things that he's saying, you can pick him apart by his own words. First of all, we've already heard Bloomberg say that he expects payback for the money he spent. We're getting ready to see that in Virginia. Those of you listening in the state of Virginia right now, I'm sorry to tell you that you're screwed. You're screwed. It's that simple. Bloomberg bought his way into your state and you're going to suffer as a result of that. Blackface Northam, your governor, who got away with running around in blackface back in the 80s, he got away with it. Because the media, just because he got away with it, doesn't matter how he did. But Blackface Northam is going to call for more gun control. He's already stated it. We covered it on the daytime show. You're going to see universal background checks, one gun a month come back. You're going to see red flag laws. You're going to see bans on certain firearms. It's a smorgasbord because they control it. You may have some moderate or even some conservative that call themselves. I don't even know how they do that in today's day and age. If you're a conservative Democrat and you're still in that party when you see how far left it is, I don't know what you are, but the equivalent of a rhino, I don't know. You know, a dino, I don't have any idea. Dino the dinosaur, right? Who knows? The fact of the matter is you don't exist anymore. And if you do, you're now beholden to the party. So Virginia, don't count on one or two conservative Democrats or moderate Democrats holding that up. Not going to happen now that the Democrats control the state. They're done. They're finished. You're going to get the gun control. They're going to make a big deal about it. There's going to be a big ceremony and a bill signing. If it's that simple, it's coming. It's happening. Elections have consequences. And every single one of them that took Bloomberg money are going to pay him back. You just heard it here. As much as I hate to tell you that, and I do, I hate to tell you that. I have deep roots in the state of Virginia. I have many friends in Virginia. I have family in Virginia. I lived in Virginia, graduated college there. And I hate to see what's, as we say down south, fit to happen to you. All because of a blue center of gravity outside D.C., Richmond, Petersburg, and predominantly Norfolk, maybe Newport News. That's it. The rest of the state's red. And now y'all are going to play by their rules. And it's an unfortunate thing for you. But elections have consequences. Now, Michael Bloomberg expects that to be the norm across the country. Now, you heard him say that he's expecting that payback. Let's go back to a couple others. He said about AK-47s not being suitable for hunting. Well, they are, but that's not what this is about, is it? It's not about hunting. It's about the right to keep and bear arms. So when Michael Bloomberg tells you that Beto's confiscatory talk isn't the way to go about things, I don't know how I'd even do it, he's just admitted to you that he'd like to see AK-47s gone. But how did he say he wanted it to be done? He said he wanted it done by what? Going after the gun manufacturers, and you can get them to stop it. Bloomberg believes that he can buy his way around the Second Amendment and get them to stop it. He means stop building the guns he doesn't like. How does he do that? By suing them. That's where the money comes in. Now, we talked about this in great detail on The Daily Show. If those of you listening now, this might seem a little repetitive. That's okay. You need to hear it again. Some of you might have missed it. But this much bigger audience on this monster broadcast here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios needs to be aware of what we're talking about here. if you don't get the daytime program. But Bloomberg is going to buy his way around the Second Amendment, and he does it by what? Suing gun manufacturers. Who sues gun manufacturers on his behalf? Every Town for Gun Safety. Mom's a man mansion. Silly name, by the way, too, huh, liberal? That's his deal. That's why they can't stand the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, the PLCCA, because it shields gun manufacturers from being accused of doing things because a criminal used their product and they can't be sued out of existence. Bloomberg certainly doesn't want to sue Chevy or GM because somebody stole a Silverado pickup truck and killed a family of seven with it because they were drunk. We don't do that to them. We don't do that to gun manufacturers. It's a lawful product. It's a legal product. And it's a product protected by our Constitution that he can't stand. As a result of that, he wants to try to legislate around it by buying his way into lawsuits that bankrupt the firearms industry. And if the Democrats ever get control of both houses in the White House, you can kiss the PLCCA goodbye. And that's exactly what they'll do, because we do have a Second Amendment. And they know that the mechanism put in place to amend our Second Amendment or amend our Constitution is never going to happen to wipe out the Second Amendment. It isn't going to happen. And he knows it. So they've got to do what we're talking about right here. And that's eliminating the PLCCA, enabling them to sue people out of business. That's what Bloomberg was talking about when he said that. And he wasn't just talking about AK-47s. He used the AK-47 as an example. He was talking about, and get this, Washington State, you know what I'm talking about. Every single rifle they quantified as an assault weapon, everything, whatever he wants. AK-47 is just the term he likes to use because he knows he can demonize it. And he's not going to get any pushback from these boneheaded reporters. That's what he's talking about. That's what they're all talking about. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios will be back. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.